hit Netflix show Bridgerton, set in England's Regency era, follows the lives of the influential Bridgerton family. First gaining popularity with the release of the first season in December of 2020, the show re-entered popular discourse when season 2 came out on March 25th of this year. One of the most notable aspects of the series is the decadent costume design. From corsets to empire-line dresses to large hair pieces, the detailed and extravagant costumes characterize the show. First year of Northwestern University's MFA in Stage Design program, Benjamin Kress, describes his take on Bridgerton's costumes.
You know, they've taken some liberties, but the liberties are to make it, like, more beautiful. So it's just like, it's like candy, I think, to look at.
Kress studied psychology and theater for undergrad in Ohio, and says he stumbled into costume design. After doing a 2-week internship in theater, he stuck with it in Baltimore for 6 years, before ending up at Northwestern. Kress's favorite Bridgerton character is the Feathertons, whose costumes are meant to be garish, with an acid yellow and out of proportionality that Kress finds to be more visually interesting.
Yeah, there's this family that, you know, they're kind of like struggling with money all the time. So I think they're meant to be more out of fashion, but really just to make them, like, loud and, like, trying to fit in the most. The designer has put them in these, like, really bright colors, whereas the other family is more, like, blues and soft pinks, and kind of in general the whole town is, like, softer colors, but they're in these, like, bright, bright colors.
Kress also mentioned his admiration for the Queen's wigs in the show.
I will say I love, like, using natural black hair in the architecture of those wigs is, like, so cool to see.
Kress addresses the controversy around corsets as well.
There's, like, this myth that's been created that corsets were, like, tearing into people's skin. And yes, they were uncomfortable, but they weren't, like, and yes, there were some periods where they're rearranging the organs, but, like, in the period of Bridgerton, it was more about, like, A, posture, and B, like, keeping everything tight and up, because it was all about the bosom.
Some actors love corsets, and some hate them, but Kress believes they are ultimately a necessary aspect of Regency-era costuming.
Actors kind of get the two opinions. It's either like, oh, I can't wear a corset, it will interrupt my breath. But then there are some actors who either, like, love what corsets do to their breath, or, like, love what it does to their posture, and, like, helps them inhabit the character. I think for a period, like Bridgerton is set in the Regency period, you almost need that, because their idea of beauty is like these columns, right? And so these corsets help you, like, be a human column.
Kress sees costumes as part of creating the world, but this doesn't mean designers should be limited by historical accuracy.
Like, if you're trying to be so historically accurate, that can be, like, less fulfilling, I think. So, like, what they do in Bridgerton is exciting, because you take, like, the period silhouette, but then you, like, push it in the directions that are, like, interesting for the viewer. So, like, you push the sexuality, you push the color, so you have contrast between families. Like, you're pushing everything in that way, diverging from, even if you start from, like, the research, then you, like, go and see, like, what can we take from modern life that makes this more interesting, that make these characters more relatable? Not only if you're doing a straight period piece, straight, like, are the clothes kind of, like, you're limited there, but also, like, you know, the conversation and the way these people lived was kind of limiting, and, like, even that can be a little, like, boring to a modern viewer, so that way, like, Bridgerton's pushed, of course, in that way, too. I think if you're going to do a period piece, you have to have a point of view.
Some of his favorite details stray from the norms of the period.
The historically accurate costumes are much more boring. I mean, they have them all in, like, silk, which, of course, there was silk back then, but, like, back then there also would have been, like, a lot of cotton muslin, a lot of white dresses. But to kind of elevate everything to, like, the extreme, in terms of color, in terms of fabric, everything is just, like, luxurious and fancy. The designer also does this thing where she puts, like, almost every costume has, like, a sheer layer of fabric over the silk, which is, like, it's almost kind of hard to see, but it's, like, usually organza. And what it does is, like, it makes these dresses almost glow because it, like, catches the light from the side. It also makes them, like, move in a more beautiful way.
Ultimately, Kress believes the liberties taken by Bridgerton's costume designers enhance the meaning of the show. From Evanston, Illinois, Justine Fisher, WNUR News.